Now, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions has accused the government of including a stealth cut on job seekers' pay-related benefits as part of the social welfare bill. In last month's budget, a €10 increase to weekly social welfare was announced. However, job seekers' pay-related benefit was not included in the general rate increase to core payments. The new payment was introduced, of course, in March and is linked to a person's previous earnings in this particular area. And with me on the line to talk about this, we've Dr. Laura Bambrick of the ICTU. Dr. Laura Bambrick, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry.
Can you just explain for people who wouldn't be aware, because it is a relatively new payment, job seekers' pay-related benefit, what does it do?
So this brings us into line with how the rest of Europe looks after the rest of the EU deals with social welfare. That instead of in Ireland, if you get sick, if you lose your job, if you have a baby, if you retire, you get a flat rate payment. Everybody gets the same amount. But learning, or one of the learnings coming out of COVID, was that recognition that it's a big drop for workers when they lose their job to go from a full week's pay down to what was at the time of COVID, €208. So one of the lessons we learned from COVID is that we would move more to a European style of payment. And what that meant is, as you mentioned, that when workers lose their job, instead of getting everybody getting the same amount, they would get 60% of their previous wage, but that would be capped at €450. And it would only be available to workers that have a long history of working and a long history of paying PRSI. And it would only be paid for the initial weeks after you lose your job. So it's more of a step change. So to, instead of, as I said, that full week's wages to go down to the a flat payment of just over €200, you would have up to that €450.
So it's a cushion to soften the blow in the immediate aftermath, and also it's being paid for by people who pay extra PRSI.
Yes. So as I said, the €450 is only available if you can demonstrate that you had been working for at least 5 years previously to becoming unemployed. If it's less than that, you're on the normal job seekers payment. However, in addition to that, the agreement was that because this was going to cost the state, the social insurance fund, more money, workers would in future pay more PRSI. So last year, workers would have noticed a very small change in their pay packet. The average worker would have been paying an extra euro deduction in their PRSI, so €52 a week. Next year, that extra contribution is an extra €2 on average, so an extra €104. And this is to self-fund this new payment. However, that €450 cap has been in place since 2022, going into 4 years. And over that time, prices have gone up, wages have
it's
gone
losing
up.
It's losing its value as a payment, and now the government haven't included it in the €10 general increase. So you're saying they're reneging on their promise?
Yeah, so it was much fanfare on Budget Day. It was announced that all people on a weekly welfare payment, pensioners, people on maternity leave, sick leave, and ordinary job seekers, all very well deserving, they're facing those same price hikes, are getting the €10. But when we looked into the details of the budget, behind those budget speeches are reams and reams of paperwork. And when we dug into it over the days after the budget, we realised there was one payment being left behind. And this was that pay-related job seekers that workers, as we said, are in fact paying extra money to self-fund on it. So we're paying in And the promise was you'd get that cushion to protect you when you lose your job. And government, as you say there, were saying they're reneging on that promise. They're taking the extra PRSI and they're saying, no, 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 we need a little bit of time to make sure that how people are behaving on this payment, that they're not staying unemployed for longer to take that advantage of that €450. Now, even if you're a minimum wage worker and you were to lose your job today, you'd still have less money on that, on the €450. So most people have to get back to work as fast as they can, because the rent, the car, the childcare all still needs to be paid.
They don't wait. So you're looking for the government to reverse this decision?
Well, the bill, the social welfare bill, it's making its way through the Dáil and the Senate at the moment. And we have some hope, because if we look at the finance bill, another big measure in the budget was a 9% reduction for developers for apartments. And government have, since that announcement, have made amendments to the finance bill to make more and more developers they can access that reduced rate of VAT. So they recognise an anomaly in the VAT rate, and we're hoping that they'll show the same willingness and recognise that anomaly when it comes to pay-related job seekers for these workers.
All right, Laura, we'll leave it there. But thanks very much for highlighting that with us this morning. The problems, Dr. Laura Bambrick of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, talking about that issue of social welfare. We're paying for it, so we should be getting it more for people who lose their jobs to cushion the blow over the initial couple of weeks. If you have a view on that, what do you think? Is it time for the government to do the right thing, would you say, on that and increase that payment, or certainly bring it in line with the increases in the rest of social welfare as announced in the budget? We'd love to hear your views.